It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Gonna make it over there.
Oh, Hunter literally comes and he goes, "Oh, dude, my butthole's on fire." What'd you eat last night?
Where do you want me to start?
Did you have
at lunch? I had leftovers from the night before. We went to Celebration. No, we went to Applebee's before Celebration Cinema. We had a couple half-off apps. We went to Celebration, and I had popcorn. And then I went back home, and I had more food. Dude, I was stuffed.
Yeah.
I had, like, it was like Thanksgiving of trash food yesterday.
Yummy.
But
Spicy food?
No. No, not really.
See, I like it spicy.
Yeah.
And that's what usually does me in.
Yeah.
Is all my spicy food.
You know, I think it's just the amount of food.
Yeah.
My body's like, geez, man.
What are you doing?
But it gave me plenty of time to just sit around and do nothing and fill my brain with useless information.
Perfect.
Which I wanted to talk about Bruce Lee this morning.
I know. So while you're at the movie theater, I'm sure you saw the post, or at least it's still in, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah. So basically yesterday I was doing a little YouTube surfing, man. Video comes up and says... it's basically Quentin Tarantino addresses. He didn't apologize, actually. Addresses the issue of the way Bruce Lee was portrayed in the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Is that so, yeah, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the latest Tarantino movie. Now, it's not based on a real guy, is it?
No, so that's what it is. I mean, everybody's kind of like up in arms about it. Well, you portrayed him like a... So in the movie, if you haven't seen the movie, be careful. I haven't seen it either, but this might spoil something for you. But
hold on, real. So to lay it out, and that's what I was wondering. So it's about actor in I think 1969, something like that. Anyway, it's an actor and a stuntman. Leonardo DiCaprio is the main actor, and then his stuntman is Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
And it kind of tells their story. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they're real guys, but they're in our real universe, because you have Bruce Lee, you have what's her face,
seen the movie, so I have
anyway,
no
idea. But it's real people from the past,
yes.
The actors and actresses and everything.
Yes,
so anyway,
absolutely, and maybe that's why people got kind of pissed off and confused. But if it wasn't that, Bruce Lee wouldn't be in the movie.
Yeah,
basically Tarantino. If you've ever seen a Tarantino flick, he likes to twist things. He likes to set you up and twist it.
Mm-hmm.
And they set the motherfuckers up for Bruce Lee because it gets to the scene. And it's the cocky Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
And you've seen the cocky Bruce Lee. I mean, some people say cocky. Some people say
confidence. Yeah.
But self-assured. Basically, the scene is him talking trash to Brad Pitt, who is the stuntman.
Yeah.
And they start a fight. And Bruce Lee gets tossed in the side of this car. And he kind of gets worked. And then he ends up getting his ass kicked, kind of.
Yeah.
And people weren't having that. They're like, dude, no. There's no way that Bruce Lee would ever get his ass kicked. Ever. First off, let's just address this right off the bat. It's Quentin Tarantino.
Mm-hmm.
So you should know right off the bat, it's going to be something different.
Yep.
Second of all, it's a fucking movie. You know, quit, you know... Everybody gets up in arms about it. It's a movie. You can portray anybody the way you want. I can see how people get kind of pissed because, well, he had a great, you know, he's a legend.
Mm-hmm.
He had this persona around him that you shouldn't tamper with or diminish.
The legacy of
the
Bruce
legacy
Lee, if
of
you
Bruce
will.
Lee, which I agree with. Yeah, the guy, he was a philosopher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was very intelligent. They didn't portray him as being intelligent in the movie at all.
Yep.
Actually, he was kind of a dummy.
Yeah.
Which kind of pissed people off, too.
Yeah.
So that's the issue, blah, 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 bam. So I guess we can say it's a movie. Deal with it.
Relax.
You didn't make the movie.
Yeah.
And you can make a movie any way you want. And you should expect it with Quentin Tarantino.
Now, here's the other thing, too, is that, you know, with Bruce Lee, and I'm not taking either side on this, but actors that have, you know, that were before the day and age of paparazzi and digital media and everything, you only knew so much about them.
Right.
You know, we only knew, so there's only so many
you
interviews.
You couldn't type into Google.
No. No, and they're not out there. They're not being, their every move isn't being tracked, and he died young.
Yes. Which is going to prove my point even more when we get to it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. I'll have to see it. But I think I remember hearing something outside of you telling me that people were upset because I guess his daughter was real mad, right?
His daughter was pissed.
Daughter or granda. Anyway. So it's interesting to see if it's maybe something, maybe this is. I've heard that before. You think you know someone, and then you read something about them, or you hear some industry stuff. Kevin Spacey, perfect example. Turned out he guy's a perv.
Yeah.
And has been groping people left and right. I love Kevin Spacey in movies. He's fantastic.
And people looked up to him. They praised Kevin Spacey up until
then. And then it all fell. So, I mean, maybe we don't know the true story of Bruce Lee. And again, I'm not saying this either way. I don't want any emails. But I'm saying maybe we don't know who the true. You can put an act on TV. You can put an act on in an interview. Mm-hmm. But then at the end of it, you can. James Corden. You know, the late night guy who does the carpool karaoke?
He's a dick.
You know?
He's a dick.
That sucks.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't see it on TV.
No. He's all happy-go-lucky and singing show tunes.
You got to talk to people who have hung out with him and experienced
it. Bill Cosby. Yeah. So until you know the real story, and that was Hannibal Buress was the one who, like, broke that.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, no, I'm dropping a dime on Cosby. I'm getting him. Like, he's done.
Yeah.
And so maybe Bruce Lee was a dick.
No.
Maybe he wasn't that good of a fighter. I don't know.
So, yeah, that's where I'm going to start the podcast. And here we go. Ready? If you're listening, get ready. Buckle up, because it's going to piss you off, because it pisses everybody off when I say this. He would have gotten his ass kicked today, Brock. I'm sorry. He would have gotten his ass kicked. Maybe not by everybody, obviously. No, he would have kicked ass today. Mm-hmm. Let me rephrase it. He would have kicked ass today, but he would lose. He would have lost in a UFC fight today.
Now, UFC, obviously different.
Different.
Mixed
martial arts wasn't a thing back then.
No. What was Bruce Lee's specialties? Do you know?
So Bruce Lee, I don't know the exact
I got my
martial
feet kicked
art,
up. I was relaxing.
But so this is where the legacy starts, and I can't take any of this away from Bruce Lee. I love Bruce Lee. When I grew up as a kid, I idolized Bruce Lee. Trust me, I'm one of the guys. But then I started thinking. And I started thinking about thinking for myself and started doing a little bit of research.
Yeah.
The guy has been up on people's shoulders his whole life.
Yeah.
You know what? He's got zero wins. Zero wins, Brock. He is 0-0 when it comes to fighting.
Yeah.
The guy was one of the most amazing masters, one of the most amazing trainers ever, but he never fought.
I don't know if... Sorry, hold on. I don't know what the hell that was. I know he did like showcases and everything.
Showcases, and there's a bunch of legends, a bunch of people that love Bruce Lee that say, well, he has some street fights.
Yeah.
He went over to Hong Kong or Japan.
But we don't know that for
sure.
There's no proof of it.
Zero proof of it.
His fighting styles were boxing, Jeet Kune Do.
Yeah, Jeet Kune Do. He invented that, I believe.
Oh, did he? Wing Chun and Chinese martial arts.
So he started mixed martial arts. The guy started it.
Yeah.
So you can't take that away from him.
Yeah.
But where I'm coming from and what I'm saying, compare him to Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris, he trained Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris today, you could tell he doesn't like saying it. And he says it under his breath.
Yeah.
And people ask him, how would you guys, you and Bruce, because they always compare it. They always put them together.
Well, and Chuck Norris actually won some, like, karate tournaments.
Oh, yeah.
Now, again, I know karate tournaments are different. It's not like a...
No, but the guy has actual legit wins that people recorded, that's recorded in history. It's proof that he can win a fight. There's no proof that Bruce Lee can win a fight, because he hasn't. He hasn't won a fight. So, if you ask Chuck Norris, there's a couple YouTube videos out there. How would you and Bruce do in the MMA or UFC today? And he starts with himself. He's like, you know, I'm confident in myself.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I watch it. He's like, you know, if at my prime, when I was fighting, I feel like I could do very well.
Okay,
UFC.
So here we go. But
then he goes to Bruce Lee and he's like, yeah, absolutely, Bruce would do extremely well in the UFC today. But I don't think he would win all. I don't think he would win them all.
So he did some at the Long Beach International Karate Championship. And again,
this is the guy who trained with him.
Athletes have progressed. Training styles have progressed. It's kind of like the old Rocky montage. You had Ivan Drago, who had all these new. And that's how it is. The game has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And you improve on it. Yeah, and you improve on it, and you make athletes better and better and better.
Yeah.
That's why you have guys like Khalil Mack that are. 260 pounds and running a 4.540. Like, it's
right.
Athletes have become bigger, stronger, faster.
Absolutely.
So I could say that. Now, in his class, how would he do? And you could be the best fighter of your time.
Mm-hmm.
But even you go back to, like, some old bare-knuckle boxers, they probably wouldn't do as well against Mike Tyson.
No.
Mike Tyson could punch a hole through your stomach. And so I get what you're saying there. Mm-hmm. I really do. Here's one.
There's a couple of videos like trying to disprove Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
If you watch a few of his movies and how he taps people out, Chuck Norris, the old famous Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Guillotine hold.
Yeah.
Is a weak hold. They replay it, and he doesn't even have his left arm in.
But again, it's a movie. It's a movie.
Right.
So yeah, yeah.
Right. But don't you think he would use the right tactic in the movie?
Yeah, maybe.
Do you think he knew the right tactic?
Maybe Chuck Norris was
There's
scared.
Another one where he throws an arm bar on a guy.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not an arm bar, Brock.
Yeah.
It's not. He just grabs the arm and puts a leg over the neck and he doesn't finish it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there's moves in there and that he doesn't know.
I think he knows. I think for movie's sake, though, he's not going to retch on some. That's my take on it. I get what you're saying. Well, here, I found one, too, here. A fight with Wong Jackman. In Oakland's Chinatown in 1964, Lee had a controversial private match with Wong Jackman, a direct student of Ma Kin Fung, known for his mastery in... Okay, not going to even try that. According to Lee, the Chinese community issued the ultimatum to him to stop teaching non-Chinese people. When he refused to comply, he was challenged to a combat match with Wong. The arrangement was if Lee lost, he would have to shut down his school, while if he won, he would be free to teach white people or anyone else. Wong denied this, stating that the request to fight Lee after Lee boasted during one of his demonstrations at a Chinatown theater that he could beat anyone in San Francisco and that Wong himself did not discriminate against whites or not.
So they didn't fight.
Individuals known to have witnessed the match include Caldwell, James Lee, Bruce Lee's associate, no relation, and William Chen stated that the fight lasted an unusually long 20 to 25 minutes. Wong claims that although he had originally expected a serious but polite bout, Lee aggressively attacked him with intent to kill.
Wow. I mean, I'm not saying the guy was no joke. The guy was for real. And there is footage of him padded up fighting a guy, San Francisco? So there is video of him actually fighting, but it was padded, and you can almost tell that it's not full-blown MMA.
Yeah.
I will say, though, in that video, Bruce Lee is quick. He is quick, boy.
The fight ended due to Lee's unusually winded condition, as opposed to a decisive blow by either fighter.
Basically, what happened is everybody put him up on their shoulders, and he never came down.
Yeah.
And everybody latched on. It's one of those characters that you just latch on to him.
And he died before.
He could prove anything.
What do you say? You die a hero, or you live long enough to become the villain? Isn't that
something like that?
So I don't, like I said, we don't know enough. This is a story. This is a story that's been passed down. So who knows? Because according to Lee's camp, the fight was only 3 minutes.
Right.
And you know, so
it's like the game of telephone. There's no proof.
Yeah.
There's a video, a famous video. Of people like, dude, watch him hit this back. And there's this video of him wailing on his back, and it's badass.
Yeah.
You know, he's wailing on the thing,
mm-hmm.
and then they come out. They're like, oh yeah. But the bag is only 30 pounds
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
compared to, like, I don't know, whatever, how heavy bags are these days.
A heavy bag.
Yeah, it's going to look like you're wailing on it when it's
75-pound bag,
right,
yeah.
You know?
Well, he's quick, too. I mean, obviously, there's no denying the skill that he had. But, yeah, it compared to anything else. Same thing with Van Damme. I've heard Van Damme's got his ass kicked a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, in clubs.
Yeah.
There's multiple YouTube videos of people talking about it.
And that's a coked-up Van Damme.
Oh, yeah, bouncers ripping him apart. Dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So who knows? I guess we'll never have a full answer.
What I'm saying is just do some research. Open your mind. Quit sucking his you know.
God,
we get it. He was a
Bruce Lee.
I love Bruce Lee.
I don't know. It sounds like
but
you kind of hate
it's
him.
It's just it's a bit much, guys. It's a bit much. The guy was human. He can lose. I'm telling you, he'd get his ass whipped today in a championship match in his weight class. Dude, he's not going to kill somebody with a one punch, one finger, one inch punch.
What the
heck? Sorry. It's just stop. Just stop. Chuck Norris himself will tell you that he can beat Bruce Lee.
See, I I would like to see Chuck Norris like in his prime. Is there any videos of Chuck Norris?
Yes, there
doing
is.
Stuff?
Dude, Chuck kicked ass.
Yeah, he was.
That's how
fighter.
He got in the movie.
You know what I want to see?
That's how Chuck Norris was discovered from kicking so much ass.
How did Kareem Abdul-Jabbar get in the movie? Then?
Oh, because he was a famous basketball player and everybody knew him, and he was setting records.
Chuck Norris.
Here's one thing that Chuck said about Bruce, because Chuck went across seas and came back and trained with Bruce Lee in California.
Yeah,
Bruce Lee wouldn't take breaks. They would train for like 2 hours. Chuck would go, chill out, you know, do his thing and just relax. Because you need your body to relax, yeah. obviously, to recover.
Yeah.
Bruce would never recover. He said that was his biggest problem.
Yeah.
Is he never gave his body a chance to recharge.
Yeah.
And it just wore him out.
Yeah.
You know? There's a lot of good things in there that Chuck do.
Chuck Norris won 30 martial arts tournament fightings.
Telling you.
Championships.
Boom. Right there in writing, proof the guy kicks ass.
Yeah.
Look up Bruce Lee. How many wins?
Doesn't have any.
None. Doesn't have any. Didn't even fight.
It's weird seeing Chuck Norris without a beard.
I know.
There he is. He's a 10th degree black belt.
Dude, the guy is no joke.
That is the blackest belt.
You know why he did it?
Huh.
You know why he got into martial arts?
No.
Because he couldn't speak in front of people.
Really?
Yeah. And yet this guy's got a television show that's still on.
The eyes of a ranger are upon.
And you can tell, like, in his interviews, he stutters.
Yeah.
He can hear it in his voice that he's nervous.
Look at this manly man. That is the manliest man.
Dude.
That kind of looks like me, doesn't it?
Honestly.
My abs are nice. I got a little bit
more
chest.
Of a gut. The chest.
I got a little bit more of a gut right here. Yeah, it's weird seeing young Bruce Lee, or young Chuck Norris, no beard.
I just want to make it clear, and I'm not taking anything away from the guy's legacy. The guy is at the apps. He started what the UFC is today. That is badass.
Why do you hate Bruce Lee so much?
Because people love him so much, and they just love him because the guy next to him said, he can kick a light out of a 10-foot ceiling.
I'll be honest.
He can kill you with a 1-inch punch.
There's the old school.
Just fucking latching onto it. Why don't you do your how do you know? How do you know? Have you seen him fight? No.
So angry. What was I going to say? I can't remember.
He killed multiple people in Japan in street fights.
Look at that.
Yeah, were you there?
That's awesome. I'm going to do that with my hair.
Chuck Norris had that ultimate 70s.
Dude, right? He did in that movie. And that's what I was going to say. Also, too, I hate kung fu movies.
You know
those old school kung fu movies?
Yeah, they're terrible.
Dude, they're awful.
The dub over, yeah, that's
terrible. My God,
you know he almost didn't do it because he lost in the script?
Oh, really?
Chuck Norris doesn't lose, bro.
If he wouldn't have, I don't think we'd have Chuck Norris.
I think the only reason he did it was because he realized how good of a dude Bruce was.
Yeah.
You know, and they became friends after training, and he really realized, like, this guy knows what's up.
I'm just looking at all of these pictures of Chuck Norris. I don't know why. Just scrolling through Chuck Norris photos.
Yeah, when you get a chance, there's type in Bruce Lee real fight, and it's like a 45-second video of him sparring with a couple different dudes. And you can tell the dudes aren't going full bore. You know, they're not out there to kill. But you can tell Bruce, you wouldn't want to mess with him.
You want something even better. Look up Steven Seagal fight.
Oh, God. Oh, God, that's a whole nother podcast. Dude, the guy's such a tool. Such a tool.
Just panting hard while he's doing a little art.
Dude, look up on YouTube and, like, what he whispers into women's ears.
He's a real perv.
Yeah, he's a real perv.
He's a real karate perv.
Like, dude, he thinks so highly of himself.
Yeah, he does. He really does. That's one thing we can all agree on. Steven Seagal sucks.
Dude, he sucks. And why do you talk like that all the time?
Let's end with that.
He talks real all the time.
Because he's a karate master.
Yeah, I'm the master.
I'm the master of karate. That's what we'll end the podcast on. When it's all said and done, Steven Seagal sucks.
Yeah, you got no chance, bro. Bruce Lee would whip your ass.
That's gonna do it for us here on the Plan B After Show
podcast. Thanks for letting me do that.
Yeah, it's good. That's good. Yeah, you need it. It's cathartic.
And I thank you for listening and not just jumping on me like everybody fucking else does when I bring.
Right, Bruce Lee. What'd you say about Bruce Lee?
He was the best ever. Stop.
No, this podcast will be titled Steven Seagal Sucks, and we won't get to it until 20 minutes in. Like, wait a minute, I thought they were going to talk about Steven Seagal.
All right, there you go.
All right, thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to check out more on our website where you found the Plan B After Show podcast, and as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.